time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. This week, host Dana Rodriguez is joined by the San Francisco Chronicle's music critic, Joshua Cosman, and technical editor, Kira Pace. On Sunday night, it's gotta be Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're having a lovely weekend, and we also hope you can spare us an hour of your valuable time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are looking for your participation out there, or listening for it, rather. So feel free to give us a call if you have a question for us or you'd like to answer one of our questions. We'll be giving you those to you momentarily. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free. Yes, we do have a toll-free number. 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, maybe even some classical music. You never know. And so get on those phones as soon as you can, because we only have one light blinking right now. I guess that's the dedicated EAT line, I think. So all our other lines are open. So get in as soon as you can, and we'll get you on. Sometimes you do get a little bit crowded toward the end of the show, but call now, and we'll get you on. So just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So again, that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one. So that is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. We generally don't read the emails during the show unless the phones go out. Hopefully the phones won't go out tonight. But they all get read. So it's always great to hear from our listeners. If you have a comment or a question, feel free to pass it along. So that's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. If you'd like to hear this show in a perfectly clear way on live stream, you can certainly do that just by going to kalw.org. Again, that is kalw.org. And if you'd like to listen to the podcast of our show, David, I'm sure we'll have it up soon after our program tonight, and that will also be at kalw.org and later on iTunes and a lot of other places. All right. All that being said, we will start with a round of introductions. Kira told us she had the mumps, so we're very sorry to hear about that. She doesn't have many more.
But it was just one big mump.
It
was a big jaunty mump on the left side of my
Sure, it wasn't an ingrown hair or something.
No, it was. It would be quite a hair. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, all right. Well, we're glad that she's recovered now.
Me too. That was no fun.
So, on that note,
in the year of our Lord 2019, I had the mumps. That is unacceptable.
Oh, boy. Do you know who you got them from?
No.
Yeah. All right.
Why, so we could pass the blame? I mean,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Burned down their house. Kira Pace reminds any listeners born between 1970 and 1989 to talk to their doctors about a second dose of the MMR vaccine.
Yes.
Is that the mumps vaccine?
Yes.
Measles, mumps, rubella.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So the mumps, even fully vaccinated, you're only like 80-something percent.
Really?
You only have 80 whatever.
Well, that's good.
It's only 80-something percent effective is what I'm trying to say.
All right.
So, and that's with the full dose. So make sure you have your full dose. So Joshua Cosman isn't sure who's going to drive him home as he mourns Rick Ocasek.
Oh. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, has reached his ripe old age without getting the measles, mumps, or chicken pox.
Until tonight.
He wants to keep it that way, and he figures the best way to do that is to give me this introduction, which for sure will not bring an evil eye.
Uh-oh. Thanks for telling me. And we'll begin with
your jinx now.
Yeah.
You know you are. All right. So let's start with this. So do you know what stock music is or library music?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's basically free music that anybody...
Oh, like, S-T-O-C-K.
Yes.
I thought you meant S-T-A-L-K. I misheard
right.
you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's royalty-free music. Anyway,
fair enough.
So a piece of stock music entitled The Big One used as incidental music in the 1977 porno Barbara Broadcast, is also the theme music for what television show? So again, a piece of stock music entitled The Big One, used as incidental music in the 1977 porno Barbara Broadcast, is also the theme music for what television show?
Currently on the air?
It is currently on the air.
How about The Deuce?
No.
Ooh, good guess.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Good guess. Is there any connection between these two things? I mean,
I will tell you this.
Thematically,
probably not so much. However, it is a thing where once you consider this music and consider, like, does that sound like 70s porn? You'd be like, oh, yeah, absolutely. This music was used in 70s porn.
No, never mind.
What?
I was going to say, no, it's not on. I was going to say Seinfeld. You know,
but you're absolutely right. It's the slap bass.
It's the slap bass
thing. Yeah, you're on the right track with slap bass. Yep.
Does this show take place in the 70s?
No.
I guess I'm not up enough.
Should
on
I assume
my
this is a
current
right way or wrong way, this is a comedy?
No. Yeah, you're assuming wrongly it is not a comedy.
Okay.
Technically, it's not a comedy.
Right. Technically.
Slap bass theme on a current TV show.
Right.
Is this a network show?
No, it's syndication.
I got nothing.
But it's a scripted show.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh.
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 Well, then I really got nothing because I don't do the realities.
Okay. Just give the whole setup.
Sure. A piece of stock music entitled The Big One, used as incidental music in the 1977 porno Barbara Broadcast, is also the theme music for what television show?
Is this a show you watch?
Me? No.
Okay.
Not my
Is it
bag.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
No. I don't even know what their theme music is or if they have any.
Oh, God.
I don't either.
What an awful show. All right, Josh. You go ahead, too.
All right. I've got a two-parter. Here's the first part. There are, and this is my admittedly fallible count, but I count six Shakespeare characters who share a name with a capital city. Two of them are national capitals, and four of them are U.S. state capitals. I don't care at all about Australian state capitals. There's no Hobart or Queensland. So two national capital cities, four U.S. state capitals that share names with Shakespearean characters. There are six characters. Note that there are – I'm not saying there are six different cities. Some of them may
– Well, Paris.
Right.
Well, so for each one, I want you to give me the character and the play that they're in.
That's Romeo and Juliet.
Paris from Romeo and Juliet? Right. That's your answer?
Yes.
Okay. Give yourself a bell.
All right.
That is correct.
By the way, we're down to one bell tonight because the other bell broke.
How would we know?
I don't know.
So that's my first question, and the follow-up is this. What are the two Shakespeare characters that you could find in any symphony orchestra?
Flute.
From what play?
From A Midsummer Night's Dream.
That is correct. Give yourself another bell.
All right.
Okay.
Ninny's Tomb.
So there are six Shakespeare characters that share names with capital cities. Two of them share their names with national capitals, four of them with U.S. state capitals. Dana got Paris from Romeo and Juliet. I'm going to ask for character names and plays because there's some overlap. And then there are also two Shakespeare characters who can be found in a symphony orchestra. Flute from Midsummer Night's Dream is one.
Interesting. That's a good question.
Thank you.
Did you put this together yourself?
No, I bought it from a shabby guy on a street corner.
It sounds like it.
Yes.
All right, good.
Yeah, like from a Dutch DJ, like Old Town Road.
Exactly.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Colette from San Leandro.
Hi, Colette.
What is the difference between an Asian and an African elephant?
What is the difference between an Asian and an African elephant?
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, one is the Asian elephants are smaller and they have smaller tusks.
Or maybe one of them, maybe they don't have tusks.
Well, the African elephant has much larger ears.
Much more what?
Much larger ears.
Yeah.
Ah. Larger ears. Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it my turn?
It is your turn. You have to turn down your radio, though.
I will. Hang on.
All right.
There, is that better?
So far, yes.
All go. Right, just a minute. I'm going to have you on speakerphone. If I turn it down, you'll hear me better. Hang on.
All right.
Now?
Yes, yeah. That's fine.
Good talk.
Okay, good. First time for me, and I'm kind of nervous.
Oh, well, welcome.
You're doing great so far.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm trying to figure out how to say this. There was a feature that is on most mass transit systems that was purposely not included in BART originally. Do you know what it was?
Huh.
So it was originally not included on BART, but now it is included?
Now it is.
Does that mean...
But originally it was purposely not included.
Is it anything to do with having strap hangers?
Uh-huh.
Because I noticed...
everything to do with having anything to hang on to. There were nothing at all to hang on to. Because no one was ever supposed to have to stand up.
Right. I just noticed that just fairly recently they put straps on BART, and which I don't
But
like.
Not just the straps. There were no bars. There was nothing. Because no one was ever supposed to stand up. There was just like the little bar on the back of the seat to help you walk down the aisle.
Right.
But nothing above, nothing long, nothing to hold on to.
What a beautiful dream.
Yeah.
And it was truly because no one was ever supposed to need to stand up.
Huh. All right.
Yeah, right.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Did you all right?
You did very
great.
Well.
Thank you.
Good question. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let me give you a couple of questions here. I'm sure you both know about Statuary Hall in the Capitol in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Each state has two statues that's dedicated to that. And D.C. has only one. There is only one statue in Statuary Hall that is not directly connected to any state. Who is that person? There's only one statue in Statuary Hall in the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. It's a very famous person that is not connected directly to any state.
So you mean there's two per state and one for D.C. and then 102nd?
Exactly.
Okay.
Did this person live on the North American continent?
They did indeed.
How about Sacagawea?
No.
Okay.
Although Sacagawea is in there. But it's not Sacagawea.
How about George Washington?
It is not George Washington. So again, what very famous person is the only statue in Statuary Hall in the Capitol in Washington, D.C., that is actually not directly connected to any state?
I feel like this is going to be random flailing, so I don't want to drag it out, but I just am curious to know whether... Is this a person, would it be a fruitful avenue of inquiry to think about somebody who would not have a state that they were naturally associated with?
No, because
so there is a state.
They lived in a state. They were an American citizen.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
is there anything you can tell us without giving it away about why
I
this
think
person is?
I would say, without being overly committal, that this person accomplishments outshadowed the residents of any state. In other
Does
words, it was a national a person of national accomplishment.
Civil rights?
Possible.
Martin Luther King Jr.?
It is not Martin Luther King Jr.
Huh.
Oh, Frederick Douglass.
It is not Frederick Douglass.
I feel like we should leave this to a listener who actually knows it, and
then
right. they can prut and strut and preen.
Second question. What two U.S. state capitals have the largest Jewish population?
Ooh.
What two U.S. state capitals have the largest Jewish population? It is not per capita. It's just generally
just
the largest.
Flat
Jewish,
out.
Right.
Hmm. Huh. That's interesting.
I don't have a guess right now.
No, I don't.
Like
but I want
to
think
it.
About that.
All right,
because all the the big Jewish population centers that I'm thinking of are in those big cities that don't happen to be the capitals.
Like right, like New York.
Philadelphia.
Right.
Los Angeles.
Or even places that are like Charleston has a huge Charleston, South Carolina, yeah. But that's not the capital.
That's not the capital.
So
once more, in Statuary Hall in Washington, D.C., each state has two dedicated statues. The District of Columbia has one, but there is one statue there of a very famous American that is not directly connected to any state. It just happened to be dedicated and put up in Statuary Hall. Who is that famous American? Second question, what two U.S. state capitals have the highest Jewish population?
What about Columbus, Ohio?
Not Columbus, Ohio.
What about Trenton?
Not Trenton. Remember, it's overall, not per capita. So
yeah.
Trenton's not that big. Well, I mean, it's moderately sized, but no, not Trenton. And the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
In the Battle of Agincourt, 1415, between the French and the English on part of the Hundred Year War, what novel weapon enabled the English to devastate the French, basically? I think the French lost 6,000, the English lost 300.
Right. Yeah, we're just all kind of whispering at each other here in the studio.
Yeah.
It's the longbow, the archery, and... The archers
from Wales stood way
back and just fired over the heads of their own army.
Mm-hmm. And it took out horses, so it kind of put an end to the whole Ren and Knight business.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm. Great show. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good question.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And Kira, it's your turn.
All right. This one comes with a handout.
Oh.
All right.
I got it.
All right.
Okay. Ooh, I like this. It's a list of countries.
So I have given you guys a list of countries that are member states of the European Union. What I would like for you to tell me is the national currency they used immediately prior to adopting the euro. So here are the countries I have. I have Austria, Cyprus, Finland, Germany, Greece, Italy, Latvia, the Netherlands, Portugal, and Spain. So again, Austria, Cyprus, Finland, Germany, Greece, Italy, Latvia, the Netherlands, Portugal, and Spain. Now, so what were their currencies, national currencies, immediately prior to adopting the euro?
Just one little question about clarification. Mm-hmm. Cyprus is divided into two. So, at least occupied, you know, one half of it is occupied. You're only talking about the...
The half that uses the euro.
Okay. All right.
I did a crossword puzzle once about 15 years ago in which I...
In that case, you get two.
I'm going to pass to Dana.
Germany is the mark, I'm assuming.
That's correct.
And Italy is the lira.
That is also correct. So that is two for you, and we'll give Josh his two.
Portugal was the escudo.
It is the escudo.
And Netherlands was the guilder.
Yes. So what we have left. We have Austria, Cyprus, Finland, Greece, Latvia, and Spain. So if you know the currencies prior to their adoption of the euro, you should call in with those answers.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Ed. How are you?
Good.
By the way, what is the capital of West Germany?
West Germany? Yeah, Bonn.
Yes, mm. Bonn. Okay, very simple. Which country and its capital named after Jesus Christ?
El Salvador and San Salvador.
San Salvador, right.
Very good. You guys are very clever. Okay. In our, you know, sad memory of 9/11, actually, September 11 coincided with the beginning of the new Egyptian year. Was created 6,261 years old. 6,261. So, of course, it is the oldest. And, of course, it is the same one we use today, except when Julius Caesar had a lot of fun with Cleopatra, took it home with him to Rome, and he called it Julius calendar. Okay, that's true. But the Egyptian actually created the calendar based on the rise of the Nile that coincided with the celestial event. Which one? Every year, in September 11.
Celestial event.
Begins the year.
Kira, you're probably better at this.
Celestial event.
This is you.
Yeah. Oh, this is me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, my guess would be a meteor shower of some sort.
No.
Comet?
Star. No.
Okay.
The rise of a star.
Oh.
Yeah. Very, very big star. 2.5 times as big as the sun. Which star?
Is it Betelgeuse?
No.
Is it
Alpha Centauri?
It's awful.
Oh,
Sirius.
That's
Sirius.
Yeah.
Sirius it is. You know what Sirius mean in original words? The star of Isis. It's really, that's what it was, the star of Isis. Hmm. Of course, not to do with the bloody Sirius, but that the great goddess Isis of Egypt. So that is really... One last question. Which country, Latin America, that joined the Second World War? Second World War.
Which country
the
in Latin
country
America?
The United States.
Actually, right. In Central, do you say Central America or
South America?
South America.
South America.
Well, Brazil did, I think.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You guys are very clever.
I didn't know that.
I cannot beat you.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Have a good day. Thank you.
All right. And Josh, it's your turn.
Okay. So a few weeks ago, I was on the show, and I asked you about novel titles that had become dictionary phrases like Catch-22, Brave New World, and so forth. And after that, I went back and tried to find movie titles that were this that worked the same way. I found only one. What is the only, as far as I can tell, the only movie title that subsequently became a dictionary phrase?
What about The Greatest Show on Earth?
No.
So did it originate with the movie title?
So
that's the that.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's not, you know, Inception. in other words, it's a phrase that was originally a movie title,
right,
and then as a result of it being a movie title, came into common parlance as a general.
Not before then.
Not before then. No. This is a phrase that did not exist before it was the title of a movie. After the movie, it became a common English phrase that made it into the dictionary.
How many words in this?
2 words.
And how old is, would you, is, you know, in a rough way, is this film?
Is this going to be a Hitchcock film?
It is. No, good guess. It's not a Hitchcock film.
I have a feeling it's not that old.
It's not that old. It's since 1960, let's say.
What kind of movie, if you had to put it in a genre, what would you say?
I wouldn't want to tell you that.
Do you really feel that would give it away?
Yes, I do.
What about The French Connection?
It's not The French Connection.
Because the way the title was taken has become a synonym or a meaning for...
Right, but not for the original film.
Right.
As a result of the movie... This is a phrase that came into common parlance subsequently,
right,
and then made it into the dictionary.
See, this is why I was thinking it's Hitchcock. You know, sort of. So it sounds kind of like it's Vertigo effect, where it's not really about the movie Vertigo so much as like it means something completely different.
But again, it's not
yeah.
right. I mean, it's not. I mean, if you think about Hitchcock's titles, they're all common
yeah.
phrases or words.
What was that movie with Ben Stiller and Winona Ryder?
Oh, Reality Bites?
Reality yeah. Bites.
But that's not it.
That's not okay. That's not in the dictionary.
Okay.
You know, Evian is just naive spelled backwards.
All right. Leave
well,
it.
Think
just
about it.
Give the question once
all right. Few, so I'm looking for, as far as I can tell, the only film title to subsequently appear as an entry in Webster's 11th Collegiate Dictionary. She's got it.
Is it Star Wars?
Good guess, but no.
That's a good guess. Yeah, that's, a good
that's an excellent guess. It's exactly that kind of thing. I
and you
I'm
know
surprised
she's
that's
kind
not.
Of right.
She's
know.
Kind of right. I'm you're that's such a good guess. I'm going to go back and look again and see whether Star Wars is in the dictionary and I just missed it. Mm-hmm. It's exactly that kind of thing.
Okay.
Good.
All right. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight, Kira Pace, technical editor, recoverer from the mumps, and Joshua Cosman, columnist, classical music critic for the San Francisco Chronicle.
My jawline is almost
get
normal.
Out of here there. Go home. And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. If you'd like to give us a call, feel free to do that. Those two numbers are area code 415-415-8414134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Janusz.
Hi, Janusz.
The stateless statue, I think, is Rosa Parks.
It is Rosa Parks, yes.
The movie title could be Sophie's Choice.
Oh, that's good.
Very good. Not right, though.
A one-word movie title could be Gaslight, but I will.
You know, that did turn into a...
All right, I see I have to look more carefully.
I'll
give him a bell for that one. Yeah. That's very
all right.
good.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, Janusz.
Gaslight, of course.
Yeah, you gaslight somebody, yeah.
You gaslight someone.
Right. You've heard that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's a play before it's a movie, but
it wasn't really used as a as a term.
Yeah, no, that's very good.
Okay. Yeah, good.
I'm augmenting my list here.
And just to repeat that the only statue in the Statuary Hall in the Capitol Building in Washington D.C. not directly connected to any state is Rosa Parks. So, all right, I'm going to give you the meanings for seven words that all start with X.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to tell me what the words are. I figured you two would be more than equal to this task. Again, these are the meanings of seven words that all start with X. Number one, plant tissue. Number two, sword shaped. Number three, yellowish. Number four, yellow patch on skin. Number five, a South African people or language. Number six, a gaseous chemical element. And number seven, a plant sugar. Again, these are all words that start with X, the answers. And these are the meanings. Number one, plant tissue. Number two, sword shaped. Number three, yellowish. Number four, yellow patch on skin. Number five, a South African people or language. Number six, a gaseous chemical element. And number seven, a plant sugar. I will give you each one to start.
Is the South African language Xhosa?
It is.
Oh, South African.
South African.
Did you put South American?
I wrote South American, and I was racking my brain.
All right.
Sword-shaped is xanthoid.
Very good. Very good. Okay. How many of these do you guys know altogether? All of them?
Now that she's got Xhosa and she's put me in the right continent, all but one.
Okay. All right. I will return to you if nobody...
Okay.
Nobody gets back to me on this. And let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Plant sugar, I think, is xanthan?
No.
No? Okay. Shakespeare characters.
Mm-hmm.
There's Helena.
Yeah, in what play?
All's Well That Ends Well.
Correct.
And then there's a couple of lords. Richmond.
Oh.
That's okay.
Okay, I missed him. Where's he show up?
That's Richard III. Or Lear.
Richard III.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
He became Henry VII.
Oh, well done.
And then Albany's in King Lear.
That's who I had. Yes. All right, so there are seven. I missed Richmond. Thank you, Peter.
Sure. I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, I'm thinking of a famous building, which in the language of the people who built it means place of the Virgin. What is it?
In the language of the people that built it?
It is known by the name in the language
Is this a building in Europe?
Yes.
It's not the Parthenon, is it?
It is.
All right. There you go.
Very good.
Well done.
All right. Yes, well done.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Howie. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. A couple answers to trying a couple questions. Plant tissue, is that xylem?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Sorry, plant tissue,
yep.
Is that xylem?
It is xylem. Very good.
Okay, perfect. Currency in Spain, was it pesola?
Yes.
For the Spanish currency.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you today. I'm sorry. Yes, peseta. Yep.
Very good.
One other. Movie title that's become a dictionary word. Is that Bucket List?
Oh, no, it isn't. The movie, I think, is named after the phrase rather than the other way around.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
But good guess.
I wasn't sure when that came out. I think that's all I know.
Thank you so much. Thank you,
Brian.
I appreciate it.
Am I wrong?
I kind of think the movie came out first. I mean, because he was talking about it.
Huh.
I don't know. I'd never heard that phrase before the movie. So
I had.
And
okay.
I think so. I think it was around.
Yeah.
Before,
yeah.
All right.
We'll look into that bucket list.
All right. How many are left on that Shakespearean people named after cities?
Three of them. Yeah, is what I'm saying. One of them is insanely obscure.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting anyone to get it. And two that are quite well known. And then one from the orchestra, in addition to flute from Midsummer Night's Dream.
Is it – so it is – as in flute, it's just a single name.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
But it's not clarinet.
No.
Sir Piccolo?
No.
Huh. Okay. And Kira, I guess it's your
turn. it's Kettle, isn't it? Isn't there a Kettle? No, that's not Shakespeare. Don't mind me.
No.
This is not a major character.
Oh, yeah. Very major.
Oh,
the,
it is?
The instrument? The musical instrument?
Right.
Extremely major. Yeah. Much more major than poor flute.
Oh. Okay.
Are there Jews in Nashville, Tennessee, like Nashville Cats, who runs the kosher deli?
There are, but not enough.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of which, thank you for reminding me in a quiet way that we need to repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. So, Kira, you go ahead.
All right. So I have the names of some member states of the European Union, and I am looking for the names of their national currencies immediately prior to adopting the euro. Still out are Austria, Cyprus, Finland, Greece, and Latvia. Also, a piece of stock music entitled The Big One, used as incidental music in the 1977 porno Barbara broadcast, is also the theme music for what television show?
Syndicated.
Syndicated, yes.
Is this a cartoon show by any chance?
It's not.
And Josh?
I'm still looking for three Shakespeare characters whose names are the same as national or U.S. state capital cities. I will tell you, since we're at the halfway, that of those three, one is very obscure and two are identical to characters whose names have already been mentioned. And also a Shakespeare character whose name is the same as an orchestral instrument. And also I'm looking for a title of a movie that subsequently became a common English phrase and therefore made it into the dictionary. Other guesses have been Gaslight and Star Wars, which are very much along the right, in the right vein, although not the one I was thinking of.
And I'd like to know what two U.S. state capitals have the highest Jewish population. So this is not per capita, it's just overall. What two U.S. state capitals have the highest Jewish population? And I gave you some definitions of words that start with an X. The ones we have left are yellowish, yellow patch on skin, a gaseous chemical element, and a plant sugar. What are those words that start with an X?
Are there a lot of Jews in Boston?
There are, and that's number one, as a matter of fact.
No kidding. Yeah. I was going to guess Atlanta just on the...
And Atlanta is the other one.
Okay, just because there's a lot of people in Atlanta.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see. It was your turn, wasn't it, Karen?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Go. Here's my classical music question for this week or month. What composer who was at some point involved with the Rosicrucian sect in Paris, where he was the official musician, founded the Metropolitan Church of Art of Jesus the Conductor? So again, what composer who was at some point involved with the Rosicrucians in Paris, where he was the official musician, founded the Metropolitan Church of Art of Jesus the Conductor?
In Paris?
In Paris.
So we can assume this person is French, possibly?
I don't know anything about the Church of the Jesus Christ the Conductor. That's new information to me.
He was the only member.
I was going to say, but I know who was involved with the Rosicrucians, and that's Eric Satie.
Yes, that is correct.
Very good.
He's during his mystic period.
Yeah.
Yes. his Mass of the Poor, he personally referred to it as the Grand Mass of the Metropolitan Church of Art.
Ah,
so there you go.
Got it. All right. Good.
Do you want a different question?
Yes.
All right. Let's do this one. Scottsboro, Alabama is a hub for the collection and auction of what? For this reason, Scottsboro is known as the world capital of this mass noun. Again, Scottsboro, Alabama is a hub for the collection and auction of what? For this reason, Scottsboro is known as the world capital of this mass noun.
Collection and auction.
Collection and auction. There's something that gets collected.
And then every year there's an auction?
I think it's more often than every year.
And is there some reason why we could figure out that it would be connected with Scottsboro, or is it just something we'd either have to know or not know?
Is this something that's manufactured in Scottsboro?
It's not manufactured. No, it's collected from all over the country. And Scottsboro, Alabama is a hub of this collection.
So it's like a clearinghouse in a sense. So.
Sort of, yeah, yeah.
And it's brought in from all over the country.
Dead letters, unwanted mail.
That's a really great guess, and it's along the right lines.
Really?
Although, yeah, it's sort of, yeah.
Letters to Santa Claus.
Yeah. No.
Ooh. Huh.
But I keep punching one word here.
Mass, a collection and...
Once more, Scottsboro, Alamama is the hub collection and auction of what? For this reason, Scottsboro is known as the world capital of this mass noun.
Mass noun.
Hub. She's pointing us to hub. And it's got something to do with tires. It's like...
Hubcaps.
Hubcaps?
Nope.
Hub.
What do they call the figures on the front of the car?
I've just lost the
I just lost the thread.
But no, it's not that.
All right.
Okay.
Is it something automobile related?
No.
All right. Well, why is she pushing? I don't know.
There are other uses of that word.
Boston
hub.
Boston molasses. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Because that's the hub city.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right.
No,
it's the hub of the world.
Okay.
It's the hub.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hello. Hi there. Yes. My name is Chris. I'm calling from New York.
Oh, hi, Chris.
And hey there. Actually, I've been listening to you to the show now for 6 years. This is the first time I've actually called. Well, actually, second time I've called in, first time I've gotten through.
Well, thank you
welcome.
For listening.
We've been waiting for
calling.
You.
Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. I really enjoy listening to the show. I typically listen to it on podcast, actually, but I'm able to listen live tonight. And anyway, I'm calling in with a couple of guesses and a question as well.
Okay.
I guess in the order that they were asked, actually, Kira, your question about the music from the porno that's now used as a theme song,
mm-hmm.
a television show.
Yeah.
Is it by any chance, is it that show Pawn Stars, PAWN?
Oh, no. That's such a good guess, but no.
Okay. All right. And, Joshua, your question about the movie title that's now a dictionary entry, is it Manchurian Candidate?
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. But it's not what I had in mind, and now I have to go look and see whether Manchurian Candidate is in the dictionary.
I'll give it a
you have
for
like
that.
A crossword puzzle like, theme worth of entries
that's
now.
That's true. Yeah. That's really good. Yes.
And my question.
Yes.
Back in 2014, the Wisconsin Department of Tourism released, I believe it was, yes, it was a series of ads that featured two notable people. Can you tell me who the two people are and why they were featured in the ads?
So what year was this once more?
2014.
And it was the Wisconsin Department of
Tourism.
Tourism.
Yes.
And are these two people alive, or they're just...
They are, yes. Yes, they're still alive today, yes.
What about Brett Favre?
Brett Good Favre. Guess.
No.
I would say that one of the people is in that general area. You're in the right direction with Brett Favre, but not him.
And it's not political, so it's not Paul Ryan or anybody like that.
No, no. Neither of the people are political, okay. No.
No, this is tourism.
Right.
People in.
Right. It's not the guy from Making a Murderer.
So one is kind of sports related, I guess, right?
Is he saying John Wayne Gacy?
I would say very, very sports related.
Very sports related. Okay.
Yes.
Huh.
But known to people outside of his sport as well.
But associated with Wisconsin.
Yes, yes, yes. The sports person is, the other person is not.
Right.
Huh. And I would say, too, that the two people had previously worked together as well.
I would imagine that the sports person is famous nationally, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And is the other person famous nationally as well?
I will tell you, actually, his area of work and what he's... he is an actor known, I would say, without argument, for just one role.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah.
So a sports guy and an actor known for one role.
Mm-hmm.
Is this one role in a commercial?
No. It's in a movie.
Okay.
Sorry, did he play this role in more than one movie? Like
he
a
did,
James Bond kind of thing?
Not that bit, not like that well known of a character, per se. I would say he actually played the role in two movies. The original movie was the much more well known, I guess, work. The sequel was not as popular.
And he only was in these two movies?
No, not only in those two movies, but arguably
best
he's known. Mm. Yes,
so
absolutely.
So it's kind
without
of
question.
It's kind of an iconic role, in other words.
I would say so, yes.
But it has nothing directly to do with Wisconsin, the role itself.
No, not at all.
Is this something like Leslie Nielsen and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
well, yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, yes.
Oh, is that actually right?
On the right track.
I've been sitting here thinking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar started his career in Wisconsin, but I didn't know where I'd gotten that idea from, and I didn't know if it was accurate.
Okay, so...
You are correct, yes.
Okay.
So, and Robert Stack? Not Robert Stack,
well,
Robert airplane guy. What's his name?
Yeah.
Robert Stack.
No, Robert Stack is like Beretta or somebody.
Robert Hayes.
Stack was an airplane, but it's Robert Hayes. Yes, Robert. Absolutely. Yes.
Excellent. Good job.
Wow.
Yes. Nice. Very good.
Should've
guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very
great
much
show.
For calling. Yeah.
Thanks,
thanks for listening.
Absolutely. Take care.
Bye bye. And Josh, it's your turn.
Okay. This is actually I found this in the archives, and I thought, I've never asked this question when Kira was here. She'll like this one.
Okay.
I hope I have you right. I don't know. We'll see. Of all the characters who were still on the show Cheers when it came to an end, who was the only one never to appear on Frasier?
Oh.
Oh, I've hit her sweet spot. I can see, by the way, her. There's smoke coming out of her ears.
Are these major characters?
Oh, yeah.
And it was only... Okay, so they had to have simply been on the final episode.
I don't know whether it's literally the final episode, but, like, not Diane.
Right. Well, Rebecca Howe, I don't think, ever showed up on Frasier.
There you go. Give her a bell. Well
Yay.
Done.
Hey! Woohoo!
Good job. That was quick.
All right.
Should I do another one?
All right. Something short.
Yeah. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, what video game character has appeared more than any other on magazine covers?
Once more.
According to the Guinness Book of World Records, what video game character has appeared on more magazine covers than any other video game character?
The Mario? Something to do with the Mario Brothers?
No.
Mario?
How about Pac-Man?
No.
That's good, yeah.
So I was thinking it would be like Pac-Man or Donkey Kong is related to Mario, actually, and he's pretty popular.
Yeah.
But
So this character originated in a video game.
That is correct.
But not Donkey Kong,
and not Pac-Man, and not Mario.
All right.
Is it Kirby?
No.
Okay.
I don't know who Kirby is.
On magazine covers, is that
covers of magazines? I learned this from doing the New York Times crossword puzzle.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, just the other day.
Just read that once more, please.
According to the Guinness Book of World Records, what video game character has appeared on more magazine covers than any other video game character?
Is this a character that is maybe on every magazine cover of some certain magazine?
No.
Okay.
Ooh.
Good question, but no.
All right. Before we take a call, let me do a quick question here. Here's my classical music question. In the list of the 50 most performed operas, what are the only two cities mentioned in titles?
Ooh. Seville, Spain, and The Barber of Seville.
That is one. What's the other one? Other is a little harder.
Yeah. Clearly. I don't think there's been an opera made of Gangs of New York. let me think about that.
All right. So in the list of the 50 most performed operas, what are the only two cities mentioned in title? Seville, Spain is one. What is the other? Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Did you get the Scottsboro, Alabama question yet?
No.
No,
is that the lost luggage?
Yes.
Unclaimed luggage?
Oh, okay.
Yes,
right.
So when airlines cannot find the person to whom luggage belongs, they send it along to Scottsboro, Alabama, and then they do auctions. They auction it off. Yes, nicely done,
well
sir.
Well done. Great question. Thanks. And great answer.
The Scottsboro
is plant sugar, is that xylose?
It is. Very good.
All right. I didn't know that except for somebody answered plant tissues. So took the easy thing. Is Austria the mark also?
No.
The European? No. Mm-mm. Cyprus the pound?
Yes.
Good.
We got pound. Gay. Greece is drachma, I think.
That is correct.
And the movie title, it's not... Deep Throat, is it?
It is Deep Throat. Well done. Yes.
Oh.
In the sense of a secret journalistic source.
Okay.
That's my Deep Throat on that news story.
That's what
nicely
that
done.
Okay.
Well done. Yeah.
So do you want to answer my porn question, too, since we're all doing porn questions tonight, evidently?
You can see why I couldn't give you a genre.
The porn theme?
Yeah.
Is that 700 Club?
Dude, that would be awesome. No.
it's probably not. The McLaughlin Group, but no. Sex in the City, maybe.
No.
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 Is it anything related to that? Like some wacky kind of Three's Company?
Absolutely not. No. It's
okay.
It's the farthest thing from what you'd expect. But again, once I say the answer, you'll be like, oh, absolutely, that was used in porn.
Oh, yeah. Well, Price is Right, then, maybe.
Nope.
I could see that being a porn thing. Not that I've ever seen any. Lara Croft as the video character.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
There you go.
And let's see. And the Shakespeare question, you're looking for character names, right?
Uh-huh.
The orchestra one, I think, is probably Viola.
From?
Twelfth Night.
That is correct.
Good.
You're on a roll, my friend.
And you still have some. And the other one, State Capitals.
Uh-huh.
Shakespeare. Little Rock? In the Tempest, I think. No. Small character.
No.
Okay, I'll just take a while. How about Pierre? There must be a
good
Pierre
guess,
somewhere.
But no, I couldn't find one.
That's War and Peace.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I have for answers, I think.
You tore up the joint.
Off question. During the making of what movie was apparently the first non-academic and non-military use of email?
Ooh. You mean depicted in the movie?
It's not depicted in the movie, but actually in the making of the movie.
Oh.
The director and the author of the movie corresponded via email.
Hmm.
And it was apparently the first non...
Wow, so we're talking like early 60s?
No, much later than that.
No kidding.
It was the first non... I mean, email had been used, but mainly by academics and by people in the military,
right,
at that point.
Sure.
So non-academic and non-military use.
Huh. Hmm. Don't know how we would pin that down. Is there some way to guess?
It's a sequel in the 80s. It was Helen Mirren's first American movie.
Hmm. Porky's 2?
No.
Sequel in the
80s. Peter Greenaway's not. Oh, my gosh. Was it Caligula?
No.
That's
okay.
Earlier.
Sequel.
Okay.
And this author had also written the,
Douglas Adams, by any chance?
No, but you're kind of in the right...
Wait, finish the sentence. The author had also written...
Oh, the author had written the original, the movie, the first movie that this is the sequel to.
Huh.
And the genre is...
Sci-fi.
The early...
How about Aliens?
That's good.
No, good guess, but no.
What sci-fi is Helen Mirren in?
I have it. Is it 2010?
It is.
The sequel to 2000.
Oh,
right.
Sure. Because yes. Arthur Clarke is sitting in Sri Lanka or whatever.
Right.
Inaccessible to anybody.
I remember Helen Mirren was in that. So, yes.
Wow.
Yep. Okay.
Good.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Great show as always. Bye.
Thank you. Was the former Latvian currency the let?
Yep. Or the lots.
Lat?
Yes.
Lot. Okay.
Well, are we going to take another call, or are we going to finish these off?
Go ahead and finish them off.
Austria was the shilling.
Yep.
Right.
And Finland was the marka.
Yep, that is correct. Good. And those
With
are all
K's.
Done. Two K's indeed.
So that's all done now.
Yeah,
right?
That's done.
Okay. All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hi. Let's see. Somebody got my drachma, but I've got a couple of X words. Let me find my notes here.
Okay,
X words. Plant tissue, xylem, gaseous element, xenon, and plant sugar, xanthan.
Correct. And wait a minute.
Plant sugar you said was xylose.
Right.
Plant tissue, he said. That's
right, right.
Xylem.
Right.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
Could you give those answers once more?
Xylem for plant tissue.
Correct.
Xenon for gaseous element.
Correct.
And plant sugar, xanthan, X-A-N-T-H-A-N.
I have xylose for plant sugar.
Well, no, that's another one.
All right.
I guess there are two.
Well, I'll give you a bell for all of them.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sheldon on a boat in Richmond.
Hi, Sheldon.
What year was the first Russian atomic bomb, and what was its name?
This is all you, man.
I don't know its name.
Before my time.
But I think the first atomic bomb was at 48, 49?
49.
Okay. No, I couldn't. I could not tell you its name. No.
It was First Lightning.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Thanks much.
Thank you, Sheldon.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Ross. I'm all the way up in Sebastopol.
Hi.
I know the movie title question has been answered, but I was pretty sure it was Catch-22. I think that fulfills all your requirements.
Yes, except that it sort of starts with the novel. I had the same question about novels
right.
a few weeks ago, but you're right.
Okay.
It did become a movie, and there you go. Well done.
Okay, no worries. Quick question. The westernmost point of San Francisco County?
So you're not talking about an island. You're talking about solid, you know, land connected to the county of San Francisco. Like, you know.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
No, so you know what it is.
Yeah.
Oh.
be the...
What's the...
The Farallones?
Seal, yes. Seal Rock or whatever, yeah.
No, it's the Farallones.
Farallones, okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Kieran in the Richmond.
Hi.
Did anybody get the second opera? It's not by any chance Lady Macbeth of Mtsensk.
That's a wonderful guess, but it is not that.
Okay, well then I'm going to try this. It's at least I don't think this city exists, but it's not Les Troyens, meaning the Trojans.
It is not.
Okay. If only that were one of the 50 most popular operas, that would be a world worth living in.
I think it is, but anyway, but maybe I'm wrong. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Sorry. Can I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead.
This is on behalf of my son. What year did the San Francisco Boys Chorus win their only, is it Emmy?
Grammy
for Best Choral Performance.
Oh, they didn't happen to sing the Facebook, the Creep, you know, the
core. Oh, the Social course, Network?
Yeah, the Social Network. Was that them backing it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what they performed, but it was the year we're looking for that they got their Grammy.
When was the Social Network? Because that'll be my guess.
Oh,
that was
10 years ago, maybe.
It was a while.
Like that.
Yeah.
2013?
No.
Okay.
We don't know. Yeah.
We don't know, I'm afraid.
You've stumped us, my friend.
Yes.
Okay.
Tell us.
Maybe. All right. Oh, you want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
1992.
All
right. Okay. Good to know. Thank you.
What did they get it for?
Yeah.
Harry, what did they get it for?
Best choral performance.
I know, but what were they singing?
It was a Grammy rather than a...
Oh, I was thinking Oscar.
I know. I could tell. All right. Yeah. Good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. All right, time to clean up. What do we got?
All right, so the piece of stock music, the big one, which was used in porno, also the theme song to The People's Court.
Of course.
All right.
Nice. That's all I got.
Is that the same theme song they've been using all along?
Yeah. Okay. Since
bum, bum, bum.
All right. I'm going to finish up finishing up your list of X words. Yellowish is xanthic.
Yes.
And the yellow patch is xeroderma. That's a dry patch, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not xanthoderma?
No. It's xanthoma.
Xanthoma, right. The Shakespeare characters that were only half gotten, people got Paris from Romeo and Juliet. There's also Paris in Troilus and Cressida. That's the Paris of the Trojan War.
Right.
There's Helena in All's Well That Ends Well. There's also Helena in Midsummer Night's Dream. And nobody knows, nor should they, Sir John Montgomery as a minor character in Henry VI, Part 3. And I'm done.
Oh, right. And in the list of the 50 most performed operas, what are the only two cities mentioned in titles? Seville is one, and Algiers is the other.
Oh, of course.
The Italian girl in Algiers.
There you go.
So if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My thanks to our panel tonight, technical editor Kira Pace, and, of course, Joshua Cosman from the San Francisco Chronicle. My name is Dana Rodriguez, and... My thanks to David Latulip and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 7. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet.